Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, 你好，欢迎收听或者是收看独立知识型脱口秀狗熊有话说 Bear Talk， 我是大狗熊。今天这期节目呢是我的一个英文 Vlog 的录音啊，但是这个 Vlog 非常有意思，因为它讲的呢是我们中国人可能都很熟悉的一个品牌瑞幸咖啡。那么我在这次回国的时候呢，实际去瑞幸咖啡的店里面体验了很多次啊，然后呢也用它的这个 app 呢点餐。那么在这个视频里呢，会站在一个我在国外工作的这样的一个设计师的视角去看瑞幸咖啡的用户体验是怎么样的。那么这个视频发布了以后呢，也引起了很多国外的这个做产品和做设计的同行的一些关注啊，非常有意思。那么如果我们去就是从中国人的视角来看这个 app 呢，其实它和其他类似的比如美团啊或者是其他的 app 呢很像，但呢会更简洁更干净一些。但从国外的视角来看，这个设计已经是很复杂，然后有很多就是他们非常不习惯的一些用户体验的模式了。那么在这个视频里面呢，我会完整的带你体验一次，就是在瑞幸 app 点咖啡的全过程，打开 app 选咖啡，到店去取杯，然后后面呢去分析具体这个 app 的使用的用户体验是什么样的啊。如果你对设计或者说对中国的产品以国外的视角去分析感兴趣呢，那么这期节目很值得去看。接下来呢就是它的英文版。如果要看视频版的话呢，记得在 YouTube 看我的这个英文视频评测啊，搜索 Bear 刘啊 ，B-E-A-R 空格 L-I-U 就可以找到我的英文频道了。中文频道呢是狗熊有话说。好的，谢谢你的关注。那么下面就是英文的内容。
Hi, imagine you're walking on one street of any Chinese city, and you're craving for a cup of coffee. What would you do? Now I'm doing the same thing with other 74 million.Transactional customers will do every month. I'm going to order a coffee from Lucky Coffee app on my phone, and then I'm going to pick it up at the shop. Let's see how it works. So I'm going to tap to turn on the Lucky Coffee app. It's quite busy, right? And now I'm going to do just one thing to order a cup of coffee that I want. And I just tap menu and tap thisCoffee on the top is coconut coffee, and it's sold 1.2 billion cups. This is just like a product page, and then I can tap to select it, and I can dismiss the pop-up, and then get paid, and then confirm which shop I'm going to pick, and then tap yes, and then going to pay it. Now I'm walking to that coffee shop.And I already got a DIN code also as a QR code as well. So here it goes.
Oh, see that? That is locking coffee. And let's see how it works. It basically shows that my coffee is ready and I can just grab it now. Awesome. Okay, so I got my coffee. How's it find a place? Okay, here's the spot. And I got a cup, cap that to keep it warm and easy to drink. It tastes really good. So here are some thoughts about this experience. So now already got some time, let's quickly review the app from a product designer's point of view. So once you open this app, there's a tab bar with 5 items. The homepage, the menu, the e-commerce, the membership, and my profile. So it's quite straightforward from the navigation, but it's really information overload for any Westerner customers. But for Chinese customers, they might already get used to it. So once you see the homepage got some coupons, got some promotions and other available products. And from the menu, this is a major part. You can order coffee. And for example, if I select the first coffee, a coconut latte, I can see a product page to show me what this coffee looks like and why it's a good choice. So it shows that, okay, so it's 1.2 billion cups. And also, what's the quality of the ingredients and things like that to make sure that you make the right decision, right? And then you can just purchase it. And after that, there will be an upsale. So they will promote other products. So now let's just get to other parts. There's the e-commerce section, which is do things like you can buy things online and it will dispatch to your place. It will just send a parcel to your place. By the way, if I order a coffee, I can just select to pick it up myself or just deliver from other bike rider, and it's only cost me another 6 yuan, which is $1 to deliver, and after that I can just enjoy it. And you can also see the membership card, which got so many campaigns and promotions. And if I tap my profile, I can see, they asked me to subscribe that WeChat account, and it shows me that I already got 3 badges, okay, and also my progress at this month, like to the leader, to the billboard. So this is typical gamification experience. And below is another way to engage. So here is a coffee calendar, which shows me that the days that I order coffee via Locking Coffee. And for example, today, if I tap this this date, it will show me a very well designed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And single post so that I can just post it on my social media like WeChat or other places, or I can save it. Actually, it's a quote from a book and it just shows you the lifestyle or something. Right. And now some of my thoughts. So one thing is that it shows that a new retail experience for
youngsters like 25 to 40 to 34 demography. That is their customer group. And from the social media review and from the App Store reviews, it got really positive reviews. So on Android is 4.8 and on iOS is 4.1. So that's really good. And you see how convenient it is and also how affordable it is. And basically, the retail price for each coffee is 30 yuan, but there will be lots of coupons you can use. And normally just less than 10 yuan, you can buy a cup of coffee. And also the quality is really good. And besides the Luckin coffee, there's a Starbucks next to it. And I have to say, Starbucks in China sucks. It tastes like, you know, dirty water, and it costs much more. And also the market shows that there are 24,000 shops in China for Luckin coffee shop. So this is already the largest chain coffee brand in China. And then for Starbucks, even it's getting to the market much sooner, much earlier than Luckin coffee, but it's only got 7,000 shops. And I think the market shows the preference of Chinese customers. Another thing that I learned is the actually three things. So first is gamification, already shows that. And you see how enjoyable or like how much fun you can get by ordering a coffee, and you can get your points, you can get the badges, and you can chase your progress. It's really interesting. And the second thing is the personalization. So they really did it well, because every time I order a coffee, it remembers my location, my preference on coffee selection, my taste. For example, I prefer to not get other get any sugar. So it remembers my taste. I don't need to add it anytime, every time. It just add to the description of my coffee order. And the third thing is navigation. I don't know if you noticed that, but on the app, the navigation is really clear. So it's always followed with these five sections and followed by the order. But on the other thing, if you are a Westerner, and you definitely notice, it's really information overload. And there are lots of commercial pop-ups. It's so easy to get lost. They also use some function to drive the business. For example, notification. And other companies or apps just use notification to distract customers. But for this one, they use notification to send flash deal information. And also you can just refer to your friends to get some coupons. So those are the things it's interesting and worth to learn. And the discount, wow, there are so many discount possibilities every week. It's so good to keep the retention for customers. So those are major things like retention, engagement, and business value you can learn from this app. But there are two cons that I want to show. One is the accessibility. So for this app, now there's no built-in accessibilities available. For example, screen reader, font size adjustments. So it's not very convenient for people with accessibility needs, and it definitely not suitable for senior people. You can see the information is already so many. And another thing is the privacy, but this is another topic, and it's very common across many Chinese super apps. Right, I think that's it. And let me know if you have any thoughts about any other Chinese super app that you want to see and want me to test. And I'll see you in another video. Ciao.
Hello， 感谢你收听到最后，能够听到这一段对话。狗熊有话说 ，Bear Talk 这个播客呢，创始于2012年，那么一直是由我大狗熊啊 Bear 来进行制作和发布。那么到现在呢，十多年的时间，其实更新呢有一些断断续续。更多的原因呢，是因为我在离开中国去新西兰工作和生活之后呢，更多会觉得应该把工作生活和关注点呢尽量放在自己生活的那个环境啊，而不是 就是与那个环境抽离，所以更多呢我是在制作英文的内容，在制作与跟自己工作和职业相关的设计类的内容。但现在我觉得自己的中文的这个毕竟是母语，毕竟是自己这个生长的一个平台，还是有必要让它保持下去。所以呢我还会尽量在狗熊有话说播客中文的这个频道呢进行更新。更新的形式呢可能会有两种，会将我的英文内容呢加上中文的简述然后发布，也会呢专门针对中文的话题制作一些内容。那么希望你还是能够喜欢狗熊做的这些内容，那么也欢迎继续与我互动。那么与我互动最方便的方式呢可以是在通过我的 newsletter 我现在呢也有两个 newsletter 一个中文的一个英文的，那么也就是邮件通讯，那么它是免费的当你订阅以后你就可以收到每期我发的一些内容。那么可以在我的这个邮件通讯的这个地址叫 bear.academy 这个网站呢去订阅。那么也可以在 YouTube 上找到我，我的 YouTube 频道呢是中文的呢是狗熊有话说，直接就搜得到了。英文呢是搜我的英文名字 Bear 刘B-E-A-R 空格 L-I-U 刘。我知道好多东西比较难记，之后呢更多会在我的个人网站上把这些信息整合起来。但现在呢感谢你的收听那我们下一期再见了，谢谢。
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.